Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. Happy Tuesday. It's Megan. Marque is in Disney World again for like the 45th time this year, I feel like.
He's always there.
I know, right?
He's got kids.
I know, yeah. Kids. I'm here with Justin, who doesn't have any kids either.
So we're just here hanging out.
So I was looking on the internet today, like I do every single day, and I saw this article about this company, a Wisconsin technology company.
Okay.
They're offering, did you see this, Justin? They're offering employees microchip implants that can be used to scan into the building and purchase food at work.
Yes, I saw this.
Yeah.
And it kind of freaks me out a little bit. I wouldn't want the company, like, inject. Like, I saw a picture where they're literally, it's like a needle. They have to inject it into you, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like getting your dog microchipped, only it's in your own hand.
Right.
So, yeah, same idea. I guess employees are finding it, like, easier. I guess they don't want to have to worry about bringing a badge into the building.
The amount of times I forget a badge, the amount of times you forget a badge,
I know,
that makes sense. You can't forget your hand.
To be fair, that would make sense for me. Because I would literally forget my head if it wasn't attached. But I guess I get it in that sense. But it's just kind of freaky.
Then you're thinking like people might be like following you or following your moves. You know what I mean?
Wait, how paranoid are you?
I'm just saying like
people are following me.
Well, like say you don't come into work one day and you're like, you're looking for another job, and then you fly out for an interview over the weekend, and then your boss is like, oh, why did you go to, you know, Denver? For the weekend, we tracked you with your chip.
I don't know if it's like a tracking device, though. I think it's more just a thing that lines up with the thing on the door that lets you in the building.
It still freaks me out a little bit.
The thing that's weird to me is, like, do you really plan on working at that place forever? I mean, I don't...
Right.
You never know.
So, like, when you're done, what, do they have to go in and take it out? Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's going to hurt.
That's the weird part to me, because, I mean, unless you have some type of contract until the end of time, right. I don't really understand why you'd want something permanent in your hand.
Hey, you're fired. We need to rip that thing out of your hand.
I know. We're going to need to do surgery right here from HR.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, is the HR person going to be the one to take it out?
I know. So I saw somebody write on Facebook, they posted this article and they said, what's next, microchipping your children? And I was like, probably.
Those
I mean, who
kids.
Knows?
And those one, that'll be a tracking one. That one, they'll follow you.
Yeah, exactly. Until you're teenagers.
No, thank you.
Breaking curfew.
Yeah, you can't even go out. Your parents are just going to be able to be like, you can't even lie to us. We see on the computer that you left.
Yeah. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Microchipping people. How do you feel about it?
They're like $300, too. I just saw that.
Oh, the company isn't paying for it?
No, I think you have to pay for it, I would assume.
Oh, okay. So, Tawny, hey, what do you want to say?
A movie just came out like a couple of months ago. Like, it was people in office and everybody had microchips in their heads, you know, just for login, you know, check-in purposes.
Right.
When they first started the job and, like, people took over the building and they had to kill each other to survive. And they didn't participate and people just blew up their heads and they all died.
There you go. That's why I'm not getting a chip. I don't want to be blown up by my coworkers in a few years.
Oh, my God.
It was a movie. I'm like, it's crazy. Now they're doing it. And then the children thing, it's a setup.
This is the apocalypse coming, I think.
Do you know what that movie was called?
I've never heard of this one.
I remember I saw the previews on the TV. Maybe somebody else called, like, yeah, I know that movie.
So you're saying microchips in hands for employees and or children is a bad idea?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. How do you feel about microchipping implants? Whether it's employees, whether it's your children, call us up.
Apparently you can just put up your hand, like, you put your cell phone up to something and it can charge it with like the Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Now you just put your hand up to it and it takes it out of your bank.
See, it would make more sense to me if they had something like an app. Like maybe an employee app. If you're a technology company, get an app. Don't make us inject their fans.
If you're a technology company, why have an app when you can implant microchips?
I mean, you can hold your phone up to the thing to buy food just as easily as you could hold your hand up.
Well, maybe you forgot your phone.
Unless you forget your phone.
Yeah.
Then you have a serious problem. Microchipping people, how do you feel about it? This is Cindy. Hey, what do you want to say? Hey,
that movie that Chick was talking about was called The Velcro Experiment.
Oh, okay.
Did you see
basically
it?
Basically, the premise was that they were microchipped, and then the whole thing was a social experiment, and they were told to kill their coworkers or they would be killed, and they didn't believe it at first, and then they blew them up, a couple of them, like, and then they, you know, it was the whole thing about do we kill each other, do we not, and there were some people that wanted to and some that didn't. It was a pretty good movie, actually.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Right?
Yeah, it was pretty good, though. It was very gory, though. But, I don't agree with the whole microchipping thing.
You
not
don't?
Because of the movie, but just because it's crazy.
What if your employer was like, okay, you have to do this or else, you know, they didn't give you an option?
No, I would either find another job or look into the legality of that. I can't imagine that, you know.
I know.
Something that you would have to consent to.
Does it freak you out because you saw that movie or do you just really not like the idea of it?
Well, the movie kind of, yeah, I just really don't like the idea, but the movie kind of, it does give you, like, creepy vibes when you hear it, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely. I feel like it's kind of weird to have something inside of, like, your hand that belongs to your company that you work for.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a tattoo would be weird. Like if your company made you get a tattoo that got you in the door, like a barcode.
Right. Yeah.
The whole thing
kind of freaks me out. And it's very permanent, it seems, because it's like you're not going to have that job. I mean, I guess the kid thing I would get more because that's going to be your kid forever.
Right. Like if somebody kidnapped your child or something,
right.
They could identify it, I guess.
Right.
Or try to track. But
yeah.
Exactly.
And again, you know, it could be used for other purposes, too, that you didn't want. You have to read the fine print on everything.
Right. It's just too much fine print. I'm not into it. It's too sketchy. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. 340-9595. How do you feel about microchipping if you're an employee or an employer? Would you want to get that to enter your building or buy food? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.